Coast Radio.
Me and my people, baby. Me and South Africa. Me and my people building love, building love.
It's Black Sunshine. It's called Building on East Coast Radio. Ahead of that one, DJ Kent featuring The Arrows. It's called Spin My World Around. Hey, my name is Danny Gazzelli. Great to be with you as always. You and I together having some fun. Listen, I advise that you boil the kettle, get yourself a drink, because you and I are going to get to know a very talented man. A 21-year-old man with the world at his feet by the name of Calvin Justice. But just before we do that, right, he is not only an amazing swimmer, okay, a Commonwealth Games medalist. Not only that, but he's a professional vlogger. Yes, I said vlogger. What the vlog is a vlogger? So what I thought I'd do quickly before I speak to Calvin is basically ask Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell, what is vlogging?
An old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
I somehow feel that's not the right answer, so here to tell you what vlogging is, Calvin, how are you, my brother?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Lacquer, great to have you here. What is vlogging? Please help me.
Vlogging is documenting your life on a either daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, but just showing what you're getting up to, entertaining your viewers. That's okay. The simplest way I can explain it.
Okay, so let me ask you this, all right? I see many vlogs all over. Is it about content, or is it just about being bloody good looking and having a good camera?
I think a lot of people get famous with their looks. I think content's important. Content's king. We're in the day and age now where we have everything accessible to us. You know, you can learn anything online. And yeah, it's people like us, we're not going to college for this. We're just learning ourselves online, and we're just creating content that some people are like really impressive. It's like movie quality stuff. So it's a really fun thing to be a part of.
Well, I've researched your work, and I mean, it's phenomenal. It's like something you'd see in a cinema. It really, really is. How long does it take you to edit, you know, for example, 1 week's post?
A couple of days, to be honest. Sure. At least I'd say a minimum of 2 to 3 days. I don't rush it. I take my time because I want to be proud of what I'm putting out, and I want to make sure it's the best quality it can be.
Of course.
So yeah, I'd say anywhere between two to even 5 or 6 days.
And how did you get into it? I mean, you're a professional swimmer at the highest level in South Africa. What made you go into vlogging?
So I actually had this YouTube channel called Swimmer Dudes when I was about 17. That was absolutely shocking. I just always had a fascination for creating things and sharing it with people. And I'd say in my matric year, which is probably not the best time to start.
Yes.
But nonetheless, I started. And I just kind of, I started off really badly, I still think. But, you know, I was just kind of finding my feet, kind of figuring out what kind of content I wanted to create. And it just kind of got to the stage where I thought, you know, I live a pretty interesting life. You know, my whole swimming career and my journey to the Olympics.
Take me through that.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, that was obviously my dream that I've had since I was 9 years old when I started swimming. You know, it's one of those things you always tell people you want to do, and you tell like your parents, like, yeah, that's what I want to do with my life. But it's kind of a far concept. So yeah. To actually realize that was one of the greatest feelings I've ever had in my life.
And your parents, are they just so supportive with everything you do?
100%. They were waking me up at 4 a.m. to take me to morning training. Like, that is pretty hectic. You know?
Yeah.
You can't, I don't know if I'd do that for my kid, to be honest. But, yeah, I'm so grateful. It's something I couldn't do without them. My dad actually just got a tattoo of Rio and the coordinates of the swimming pool on his back because he carried me on his back. So,
oh, wow. How special is that?
It's very special.
Sure. Okay, well, let's quickly talk Mandela's, the mucha, the cash in vlogging. Is there money to be made, and how do you make it?
There is a ton of money to be made if you're really good. I'm nowhere near the good standard yet.
Okay.
But if you're looking at the top guys, me and my friend were discussing it today. I think there's this one guy that's making about $5.5 million or rand a month.
Dollars
a month. Yeah.
How? Just through advertising.
Advertising is the main one, but when brands get on board to sponsor videos, it's big money, merchandise. It's a crazy world. But I don't think people should be focused on the money side of it because you know, it should be about entertainment and sharing a part of you and your passion and your, it's an art. To me, I see it as an art.
So at the moment, you're sitting at about, what, 70,000 subscribers on YouTube channel?
Yeah, I'm on 68 or 69K. Wow.
Okay, so what's your long-term goal here? Where do you want to go from here?
It's a good question, honestly, because the whole YouTube platform is just changing at such a fast rate. It's like you've got to adapt and you've got to change ways to kind of stay relevant. So I don't think it's important to kind of focus on being a YouTube star as my main goal. Mm. But as long as I'm having fun, honestly, and as long as I'm enjoying what I'm doing and like creating, because that the whole creation process is what I love the most about it. Is I just love the editing, I love the filming, I love sharing the story. So if I can make a career out of this and carry on doing this and inspire more people, or meet more people, that's exactly what I want to be doing.
So you start up a YouTube channel. How do you then get followers? You know, for example, if I'm on Instagram and I use hashtags and people who follow you that way, how does it work on YouTube?
It's a slow start. Collaboration is probably the biggest thing. Mm. For example, someone that's got more followers than you, you make a video with them and they'll kind of shout you out and you'll get a few followers from that. But yeah, if you're not making viral content that can get a lot of views and stuff, I'll be honest, it's really difficult.
Okay. Please tell me all your social media handles.
Okay, cool. It's pretty simple. It's Instagram, Twitter, it's all the same. It's just at Calvin Justice, CalvinJustus.
Perfect. All right. So what I want you to do now is I want you to WhatsApp me 061-792-9495. You've got someone who's so knowledgeable about vlogging. He's an exceptional swimmer, an all-round lovely guy. And trust me, right now, if you are a lady and you're looking for an attractive man, you want to go for this guy, right? He's 21 years old, the world at his feet. Any question you want to ask Calvin, please send me a WhatsApp, 061-792-9495. And remember, that voice notes are preferable. East Coast Radio. It's Denim, When the Sun Goes Down. This song could have been so much shorter. When the sun goes down, it's nighttime. End of story, end of song. Anyway, it's a Danny Gazzelli show. Almost 10 to 10 on your Sunday evening. What are you doing? What are your plans? I hope you've made a cup of coffee and you're comfortable wherever you are, because you and I are chatting to Calvin Justice, 21-year-old swimming superstar who is a professional vlogger and he's doing so well at it. So you've heard some of the questions so far. And they're quite interesting. So let's start with this one.
Could you ask Calvin how he stays motivated and what motivates him or who motivates him?
Thanks, Keeks. Yeah, I think I stay motivated by just constantly reminding myself that there's always someone younger. There's always someone that's hungrier. And if you're not aware of that, I think it's easy to get distracted and lose focus of how hard you have to work to achieve your goals.
Well answered. Well answered. Here's another one.
Hi, East Coast Radio. This is Ashley here. I just want to ask a question, okay? I don't know if it's true. I've been hearing things, okay? if you put videos on YouTube, okay, some people have told me that they've made money from it, you know, depending on the likes and that. Is it true? Because I've heard that you got someone that made their own YouTube page and all of that. I want to know if you post videos on YouTube and all the likes you get, is that amount of money that you get? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Wow. Glass of wine on a Sunday and that's what you get. What's your answer to that?
So yes, it is true. You do make money off YouTube. It is not directly related to the amount of views or likes you get, or to views to an extent. But the most important factor is actually the ads that play before the video.
Mm.
So
a while ago, this is many, many years ago. I'm not going to tell you what the video is or what I did, okay? But it had just under 300,000 views, okay? It was shot by someone else. What type of money are we looking at, plus minus there? I know it's hard. It's a hard question.
Yeah, that's a hard question. I'd estimate maybe between 10 and 15,000 rand.
So if I posted that up myself, I'd be smiling.
Yeah, but you have to be a partner with YouTube. That's how it works.
Okay. Okay. So
there's some
interesting
terms
stuff.
And conditions.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a good question. Hey guys, my question is: what advice would he give to a child out there who thinks that life's all about following dreams without education?
Okay, that's a really good question. I just want to start off by saying education is a privilege. Mm-hmm. It's something we shouldn't take for granted. So those who have the opportunity, realize you're blessed.
Mm.
I didn't go to university or college. I realized my dreams from a young age, and I knew that swimming and the Olympics was a big dream of mine. And I think something like YouTube is a really good indicator that we're at a stage in our lives now in society where we don't actually need to rely on a degree to chase our dreams. Mm. Of course, if you want to be an accountant or a doctor or something like that, you do.
Mm.
But for something like YouTube, which I'm actually doing full time now, I don't have any qualification. I'm all self-taught, and it's just something I'm doing in my bedroom or when I'm traveling or all by myself. So I don't think it's a limitation. We're at the point now where you can chase your dreams with whatever knowledge you already have. Just go for it.
Mm. Slapstick question from Chelsea. I need to know, is he single?
Hi, Chelsea. I'm in a 3-year relationship with my girlfriend, Courtney.
Sorry, Chelsea.
Very happy.
Oh, there we go, Chelsea. You made it even worse with the very happy comments. I want to ask you this. Years down the line, you get married, you have kids, your kid finishes school and says, Dad, I don't want to study. I just want to do vlogging full time and pursue, I don't know, golf, for example. What do you say to him or her?
Golf? No. I'm just kidding. Yeah, look, my dad gave me a bit of a hard time when I first kind of brought up the whole I don't want to go to college thing. Mm. But, you know, I think support is very important, especially when it's from your family, because that's when it means the most. Mm. And yeah, if my kid has a real dream and I can see the real passion behind them, and it's not just like a phase, you know, like I wanted to be an astronaut at some point. If it's a real actual goal and dream, I will, of course, do everything. I've been blessed enough to have support from my family, so I would love to return the favor.
Do you know what I like about you? I mean, we've met tonight for the first time.
Yeah.
All right. You've achieved so much. You're 21 years old.
Thank you.
And you've got such a level head, and you're so humble. Do your friends think the same of you? Are there any people out there that think you're arrogant because they don't really know you?
I haven't had any comments. I've got my friend here in studio. What do you think?
He says, not sure. That's hilarious. Okay, just before you go, parting shot. You get a shout out because you can. And just once more, just mention your social media handles.
Okay, so my social media is at Calvin Justice. It's CalvinJustus. That's across everything. And then, yeah, I'd like to dedicate a song to Caroline Justice, who passed away this week. So.
Mm, and I'm very sorry about that. I really, really am. Thanks so much for your time, and I wish you all the best from myself and all of us here at East Coast.
Thank you. I had a blast.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
East Coast Radio.